Actually, in the Seven Summits, Bass called the mountain by its more commonly known name, Mount McKinley, which it acquired when miner William Dickey wrote a newspaper article in the New York Sun describing how he discovered the peak in 1897. He chose the name McKinley after then-presidential hopeful William McKinley of Ohio. Dickey chose this name for no reason other than he was himself a conservative who wanted McKinley to win. I don't personally have any mountains, but I wonder how I would like it if someone came along and renamed one of my little nieces after some presidential candidate. Dickey was not at all bothered that presidential hopeful McKinley never even set foot in Alaska in his life, let alone laid eyes on Denali. Also problematic is that the mountain had already long since been discovered centuries ago by the native Alaskans who lived nearby. They called it Denali, which means the high one in their language. Things get a bit complicated from there because McKinley was shot and killed in Buffalo in 1901 while president. That's a tragedy in anyone's book, one that should be remembered forever, just not as a mountain's name. Even now, in the year 2013, Alaskans such as Senator Lisa Murkowski, Republican, are fighting Ohioans over the right to let their mountain go back to the name it had before white people showed up and started discovering things natives already knew about. Congressman Ralph Regula, Republican, Ohio, led opposition to the name change until he retired in 2009, but the pressure to keep Denali McKinley is still alive and well. Recently, Representative Tim Ryan, a Democrat from Ohio, said that the name McKinley must be retained in order to honor the legacy of this great American president and patriot. Of course, Representative Ryan is right that we should remember the legacy of President McKinley. He was, after all, our 25th president, which I believe makes him the silver president. But is he really in any danger of being forgotten? I mean, he did lead the United States to victory in the Spanish-American War. He did get elected president. It's not as though having his name slapped on Denali is the only thing keeping his memory alive. In fact, I think keeping his name on Denali is pretty dumb. So I call that particular mountain Denali. Now, Richard Bass and Frank Wells weren't troubled by any of these disputes, however, living as they were in the halcyon days of the early 1980s. Their list of seven summits included Kosciuszko, 2,228 meters in Australia, Elbrus, 5,642 meters in Russia, Vinson Massif, 4,892 meters in Antarctica, Everest, 8,848 meters in Nepal and China, Denali, 6,194 meters in the United States, Kilimanjaro, 5,895 meters in Tanzania, and Aconcagua, 6,961 meters in Argentina. There is another list called the Messner List after its creator, famed alpinist Reinhold Messner. An alpinist is another word for a mountaineer, and Messner is certainly one of those. In 1980, he was the first to summit Everest without the use of supplementary oxygen. The Independent, a newspaper in the United Kingdom, called him the greatest climber in history in 2006. He's climbed everything worth climbing and was the first to summit many of the world's highest peaks. He's crossed deserts, trekked across Greenland, and spent time tracking the Yeti, or abominable snowman. He even claims to have seen a Yeti in his book, My Quest for the Yeti, though he was not able to produce any solid proof of the encounter. Yetis aside, he's unquestionably a mountaineer's mountaineer. The Messner list includes the Karstens Pyramid, 4,884 meters, in Indonesia instead of Kosciuszko. Messner felt that the Karstens Pyramid should be on the list instead of Kosciuszko simply because it is taller. To get to the top, a climber has to actually climb, whereas summiting Kosciuszko with its very low altitude and nicely paved path to the top is within the capabilities of a determined house cat. Still, Bass and Wells preferred the slightly more geographically correct Kosciuszko. I should say at this point that I will be expressing height in meters because that's how it's done in mountaineering. If you want to convert to feet, multiply the meters by 3.3, or 3.2808399 if you want to be super technical about it. Realize, however, that if you must make any conversion from metric to imperial units, and there are people from countries other than America around, they're likely to huff at you. For example, a few days into our trip, I wondered aloud.